Gordy and Maz. The Hit
Breakfast Show. Ah, podcasters. Or is it Will and Maz?
Well, look, here's the thing. It could be. Would you like to be called Will, Gordy?
Well, I was when we were filming our TV commercial.
How did it feel? How did it feel when the director was accidentally calling you the wrong name?
It felt good to be Will for a little bit. Although I did think Will was some other lighting guy because he kept saying, all right, we're going to start with you, Maz, as we film this out, and then we're going to pan over to Will. And I kept looking around for Will thinking, where is this Will bloke?
Who the hell is Will?
And then realised he was calling me Will.
You're not, like, to look at, you're not a Will.
Oh, I could pull off a Will.
There's a statement. I think you're a Jeremy.
Well,
I do. When I look at you,
a Jez.
I think you're a Jeremy.
I could go with Jez, yeah.
No, not Jez.
Oh, just a Jeremy.
You're a Jeremy.
Well, I rolled with Will for a while yesterday, and then we had to correct him, and you thought it would be best to bring it up.
Look, I just flat out called it. I said to the director, his name was Matt. I was like, Matt, you mean Gordy, right? And he was like, yeah. We'll start with Maz and then go over to Gordy. Sorry, mate, sorry. And Will was the lighting guy. He just got confused. It happens.
Coming up in the podcast, we're going to take some calls from people that have had their names read wrong for years.
So I didn't share this story on the show, but I'll tell you guys now. This did happen to Glenn, my husband, and I over the Christmas break. We actually, I'm such a nerd. We made gingerbread cookies and took them around to all of our neighbours as like a little Christmas gift. I know.
I'm so wholesome. Yeah.
And we went with Henry and we chatted to all the neighbours and stuff. And we went to the old blokes down the road a few doors down who we haven't had a lot to do with. But if they're driving past in the car, we wave and we say, hey, and whatever. Anyway, the next day after we'd spent half an hour chatting to these guys at their house, dropping off the cookies, the next day they had dropped their Christmas letter that they obviously give to all their friends and family into our letterbox addressed to Wayne and Jess.
Where did they come up with Wayne and Jess?
It said Wayne and Jess in brackets, sorry if we got your names wrong.
Oh, they just guessed. They just went, oh, let's just take a punt. We might get one.
Like, where did they get Wayne and Jess? I've kept the envelope because it's so funny. Oh, bless.
Did you write back? Have you seen them since? Have they gone, Wayne, Jess?
Wait, the next time I saw the guys, I was like, thanks for your letter. By the way, it's Glenn and Maz. And they just both laughed. They thought it was hilarious. I was like, good on you for just putting it out there.
How old are we talking?
They're in their 60s.
You don't care when you get to that stage, do you?
No.
You're like, Wayne, Jess,
and
Maz,
Glenn. It was really nice that they wanted us to get their family Christmas letter as well. It was so cute. But I don't think they'll get it wrong from now on. But we are not Wayne and Jess.
No more cookies for them this year, please. They're off the list.
Oh, dear.
So that's coming up in the podcast. Dean Lewis has a brand new song as well, so he's going to join us on the podcast.
He's an excellent human, isn't he?
Enjoy it, guys.
Yeah.
He's a bit of fun, Dean.
We're all a bit of fun.
If you're listening right now, bit of fun.
That's all this is.
Yes.
Nothing serious, just the lols.
Look at the people lighting up the phones on 131060.
Yeah, they want to talk to Will and Maz.
Yes, Will and Maz.
This is a clanger.
Yesterday we went and filmed an ad for the radio show and you're there for ages, right?
Oh, man.
You're there
for like five hours.
Yeah.
And to be fair, 5 hours, and I reckon we're going to be in the commercial for 4 seconds.
It's a lot of work.
And a lot of people for 4 seconds of quality television.
Oh, yeah, a lot of work for little airtime. But you bond with the crew, right? So, and these are people often that you don't really know that well, but we were all pretty tight yesterday.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Awesome crew.
Great crew.
But they were telling us what to do, and they were saying, okay, so here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to start with you, Maz. And then from Maz, we're just going to sort of pan over and then we're going to get Will. And I was like, oh.
The director said it three times.
Yeah.
We'll start on Maz and then she'll go over, do the thing, and then we like pan over to Will.
Yeah.
And Gordy and I are looking at each other and I'm like, who the hell? Like, I thought Will was the lighting guy standing behind the director.
Yeah, well, I knew that, but I also thought maybe there's another Will that I hadn't met yet that was sort of standing in the background because he kept saying panning over
to Will.
So I thought, okay, it's going to start on you and then it's going to end up over on Will. And then he kept saying it and then he kept looking at me. And then I was like, dude.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
And we had to bring it up, right? We were like, man, it's Gaundy. Gaundy.
I mean, we were polite about it.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
It was 100% boo-boo by him. Will was the lighting guy. And great. I think he just got muddled with the names.
How nice is Will? Will's a great guy.
Like, everyone was so nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it hasn't happened to me in a very long time. But for me, I'm happy to sort of just roll with it. I was happy being Will for the day.
I was uncomfortable with it. I was like, you that's raised Gaundy. The issue. I brought it up and I was like, oh, you mean Gaundy? And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then you've called it and then he called you Gaundy for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
So it solved the problem.
We're tight. Let's go to our callers because it happens a lot.
Let's go.
Lauren, good morning.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, hang on. Is it not
Lauren?
Oh,
no, it's not Lauren. Oh, no. Producer Matt stitching us up. What is your name?
He is at Laurie.
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 And you get Lauren a lot?
I got Lauren, not a lot, no, but for a long time, my whole life, by one particular person. So I get my name wrong a lot of times. Twice this week, people have done it wrong.
Yes.
But one particular lady at our local butcher for my whole life, she grew up with my mum. Called me Lauren, and I was like,
You never thought to correct?
I used to, but after about 4 or 5 years, I gave up with the correcting. Yeah.
Whatever.
And then I asked my mum, and she seems to think that Laurie is short for Lauren, so that's why she calls me Lauren.
So she's not calling you a nickname.
No.
But your name is actually Laurie.
Yeah. Best to let it go after an extended period of time.
If you've mentioned it like more than 3 times and they still don't call you the right name, just let it go. It's fine.
Well, now I don't know if these names are real or the ones that they're being called. So Jess, is it Jess?
No, it's Fiona.
Yes, from Fiona.
How did you get Jess?
He is.
He's having a great time out there. He's having a good laugh.
You're very funny.
Okay, so Fiona, how did you get Jess for so long?
So my middle name is Jessica, but I have a good friend whose name is Jess, and we would always be around each other, I guess, when this guy was around. And so I think he just assumed my name was Jess as well. And so it kind of just got to this point. And it was probably like a good 6 months that he was calling me Jess. And he would come into where I work. So when I worked at a pool, he would come in and do laps and stuff. But he would call me Jess. And so the lifeguards at the pool that I worked with, they were like, why is he calling you Jess? And I was like, he just thinks my name's Jess. And it was kind of like, I don't know how to actually tell him my name's Fiona. Like, how do I do this? And so it ended up being that one of my friends, I had to say to them, look, when this guy's around, you have to make it super clear that my name is Fiona.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what it ended up happening. And then it must have been really awkward for him too once he realised you're being called.
Oh, totally.
Oh, when the penny drops, you feel terrible.
It was
really awkward for so long because I was like, oh, hey. And like you just kind of like.
Just go with it.
Jess, yeah. Great to have you on the show. Yeah.
Thanks, Jess. You're awesome, Jess.
See you, Jess. See you, babe. One more. I'll let you go this one, Maz, because I've been getting them wrong.
Oh, hey, today. Elizabeth.
Hey.
Elizabeth, do we have you?
Not Elizabeth.
You're not Elizabeth.
No.
What is your real name?
My name is Ali.
Ali.
Yes.
How do you get Elizabeth from Ali?
So I started in a new Rotary Club a few years ago, and there's this lovely old man called John. And for the first 2 weeks, he called me Elizabeth. And I thought, you know what? I'm okay with that. I actually like Elizabeth.
It's a nice name.
I didn't mind it. And he really believed it was Elizabeth. Aww. But the third week, he called me Elizabeth, and I said, John, I'm really sorry. You've been calling me Elizabeth, but I'm Ali.
Well, you're so polite.
And he said, oh, how embarrassing. Don't tell anybody. Anyway, the next week we turned up and he said, hey, Elizabeth. And he winked. He winked at me. And I said, how are you, Bill?
Well played. Well played.
Love it.
What goes around comes around.
Zinger.
And you can hear Dean Lewis on air with us right now. Morning, Dean.
Hey, guys. How you going?
10 out of 10, dude. How are you going? Things are well in your world.
Things are great. Yeah, I've had like a year off. Obviously, you know, would have liked to have come back a bit sooner, but, you know, obviously corona and stuff like that. So just been kind of writing and writing songs and getting so excited to release a new one.
Are you nervous about like in our post-pandemic world? Well, it's not really post-pandemic; we're still dealing with it. But for as a musician doing live shows, like, are you concerned about what that might look like this year? Because I feel like things are going to be quite different in the live music world.
Yeah, it's really funny. It's like they kind of will plan a tour. I mean, I think they've been planning a tour, like, it's like since, you know,
for 2 years.
September. Yeah. It's like, and then it's pushed back another month and then another month. It's almost comical. So I think the best we can do is really just, they just keep predicting, well, hopefully it's better by this point, and we just hope. But it does suck that we can't do shows, but I think it's all part of it, you know.
What a luxurious position you find yourself in, though, Dean, where you can take a year off and just write some songs, I guess, without any of the other distractions that come with touring and all that stuff.
No, I guess in a way it's you know, a lot more time to be creative and stuff like that, which is cool. And I mean, I was on the road for 4 years nonstop, so I kind of never had any time to take it in, which has actually meant it's been a time for like a lot of reflection. And actually, like, that's what the new song's about, is kind of me going, especially after the last 3 years, thinking, all right, well, actually, maybe my whole life, I'll be happy when I finish school, when I get a job, when I get a promotion. Doesn't exist, right? And then I got to break that illusion of like, all right, what if we get a record deal? What if I have a song that does well? And getting to the end of it all and going, well, I'm less present. I'm more worried about great things. And I just realized I had to like stop and, you know, start focusing on myself as opposed to these external things. And I think that was the big change for me, really. And that's what the new song Falling Up is about, actually. So
that's cool. Hey, I read, I love reading about interesting people such as yourself. And I did read, and I just want to check if it's true or not. Had you not performed live before you got a record deal with Universal?
So I had done open mic nights. That was the extent of my
not stand-up comedy, like open mic as in singing.
Yeah. Like literally I did like five open mic nights down in, I think it was Balmain or something. And I'd just get out there with my acoustic guitar and I just played songs to the bar. But I hadn't done like a proper show.
That would have been terrifying the first time you did a show.
Oh my God, it was awful. I actually had the first show, my manager used to have this little building called, it was called the Brilliant Building. They do little showcases. And the first show, proper show I ever played was Allo Black was in Sydney. And it was like an industry thing. And he was playing, and I played a song before him. And my hands were shaking so much that I like, oh my God, it was awful. But I mean, I got through it and people were nice. But it's like, you know, it's like at the start, like when you first start out doing radio or TV, I'm sure when you're doing your first piece of camera, you're like, oh my God.
Terrifying.
Like it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
It's still terrifying because I work with the professional that is Gaundy.
That's right,
and
mate.
Like I'm nervous just being in the same room as him.
Have
so.
That effect. Being good from the get-go, Dean, I don't know what it is to be nervous. That is not true in the slightest. Do you still get nervous to this day, or is it just something that you kind of, I mean, after a year off, you do sort of, I go on a 6-week holiday and I think, gee, I don't even know how to radio anymore. So you've been off for a year, man. Have you been performing to a couple of people at home just to keep warm?
Man, I'm not kidding. The room behind me, I set up like a little studio, and I do this thing where I write in my journal every morning, like just try to clear my head. And I'm like, every day I've been going in there for an hour, and I'm like watching old videos of myself on the road, not because I'm obsessed with myself, but I'm like, I'm starting to figure out this how I used to play some of those songs, because like, you know, you make space for the new ones, and right. I'm like trying to go back and be like, how did I play the piano part on that, and like. Just like little things like that. So I'm trying to remember it all. And but it feels like a lifetime ago just because, it feels like a year's gone very quick.
Well, it's good you're back because we had Sam Fisher on the show recently. Right. He's stuck in LA and he's homesick. Oh, he said he'd love to be back here.
Yeah,
so.
He's not having that. Well, I don't know if he's not having a good time. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah, of course.
And he's great.
He is
this
great.
This city's a tune. That's such a great song.
He's a lovely guy, but you could hear he was like, man, I wish I was back in Australia because we've kind of kicked coronavirus in the balls, you know? Like,
yeah.
We've done a good job, and he's stuck over there where there's this lockdown, but people aren't adhering to it and, you know, being Americans.
he's great. And that's great that he's doing Ellen. I mean, I'm sure that's like, what a crazy experience for him. But I think a lot of Australians are trying to come home. I mean, I think I came home 3 months ago or something like that. Like I had to do the lockdown.
You had to do 2 weeks in a hotel.
But it was, you know, it was fine. Like, I mean, sort of like forced solitude and just like, you know, time to just sit there and have an excuse to do nothing. You know what I mean? It was just an excuse to do nothing.
Well, speaking of, Dean, just want to check something with you because we all have a mutual mate. His name is Josiah.
Yeah, you know Josiah.
Yeah. We shot him a message and just said, have you got anything on Dean?
Well,
and
he said... I was looking for dirt, to be honest.
Yeah, he just said play a lot of COD.
Yeah, Call of Duty. I play a lot of Call of Duty.
Yes.
I waste a lot of time playing that. I'm obsessed. I play a lot of Call of Duty, sadly.
He said you're borderline professional.
He said that you're a freak at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, I used to be like... I'm one of those guys, if I just get into something, it's like I'm obsessed with it. So back in the day, it was gaming. Thank God now it's music. But then again, gaming seems to be where
That's where the money is, man.
Oh, that's where the money is. Oh, God, hell yeah.
Do you think you could go to a certain level if you were to continue on with it? Because you're right. I mean, gaming is next level in 2021.
Yeah, but then again, like everyone now is really good. Like back in the day, everyone used to suck. You know what I mean? Like everyone now, like they start playing when they're three. You know what I mean? They're just gods by the time they're 10 and you just have no chance. Like, I mean, I just hang with the middle of the crowd now. I can't,
So you're, I feel like what you're trying to say, Dean, is that you're a mediocre kind of guy. You know, you just.
Mediocre songs, mediocre Call of Duty player.
That's mediocre your thing. Looking. Someone's got to be mediocre. You're doing it really well.
Well, not with this song,
it's better
man.
Than being bad, you know?
Yeah, exactly. people come to your shows and that's the main thing. The brand new song is called Falling Up, which we've just started playing. And, I mean, is there anything we should know about this song? You've had the time to write it, but we're going to play it a lot, I'm sure. Is there anything that people listening to it need to know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just trying to get off the... just realizing that things that are external are never enough and really, really slowing down and trying to appreciate things and having a bit more balance. I know a lot of my friends get stuck in this trap of continuing to keep moving to sort of avoid reality. And I think sometimes it's nice to slow down and appreciate things. That's what it was, it helped me get through that. So I hope it helps other people.
Cool.
We love that. Falling Up. Dean Lewis, thanks for jumping on air with us this morning and all the best with the song and hopefully back doing some live shows soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Gaundy and Maz. Gaundy and Maz. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
We want to talk about something that I'm actually well schooled in, swear words.
Yeah, so there's an article doing the rounds this morning. Now, interesting to find out that we think they might roll this article out every year or so because you've been a part of this.
Yeah, so I used to host a podcast for Body and Soul, and this article has come from Body and Soul. But it was about a year ago that I think we did an episode where we talked about swearing can kind of be like a bit of therapy. And I know we cannot broadcast swear words, and that is not what we are about to do. But sometimes, like, just having a good swear makes you feel really good. And there's now a bit of scientific evidence to show that when you can express yourself like that, you kind of get those endorphins kicking. I think that's why some people just love a good swear. Now, I'm not endorsing foul language all the time at all because I don't think we need to speak casually and brutally to each other, but sometimes a good swear word makes you feel good.
Yeah, get it off your chest. It does feel great. And so what is the scientific backing? It's just saying that sort of you release some sort of
endorphins
when you swear.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
like
good time.
You just feel, try it now. Not you, Gaundy, but everyone else. If you're feeling a bit stressed and you have a bit of a swear and you feel a bit, but you don't have to direct it at someone either.
Producer Matt can get.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do.
He's been a all week.
We do direct our swearing at Matt a lot. But what we want to talk about.
You're a piece of Matt.
We want to talk about this morning is like, and I think parents find themselves in this situation where you can't swear because of the audience that you're around, but you want to swear. So you have like a non-swear word that you use instead. That's where we want to focus on because I think you'd still get the same therapeutic benefit from having that replacement swear word.
Yeah, later in the show, we're doing our caller of the week, which is the Amazon Devices Smart Home Pack worth over $1,000. And this is a perfect opportunity to get yourself on the air and potentially win that later in the show today.
Can I just say two more things on swearing? Number one.
I'll give you one.
No, you need both.
All right.
Number one, there is a very funny 6-part comedy series on Netflix called The History of Swear Words, hosted by Nicolas Cage. Definitely not for children's ears. It definitely comes with like a bit of a warning. But they do delve into the history of the swear words that we use in our society, and it's extremely funny. Second thing, do you know the celebrity that has sworn the most in their movies? Who holds the title for most swear words in their movies?
What's the guy from Snakes on a Plane? What's his name again?
Who's seen Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on a Plane. He's always really angry, that guy. Get his name.
Who?
Samuel L. Jackson. That's the one. Not him, no. Who is it then?
It's Jonah Hill.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
How many swear words?
In one movie, he swears 164 times. The time to sit down and write that down. But that's a good bit of pub trivia for you.
All right, 13 10 60. What is your go-to swear word that's not a swear word? I've got the top 50 here. So these ones list corn nuts. Oh, corn nuts.
Corn nuts?
Shiitake mushrooms.
Oh, that's a good one. Don't say them all because people might ring 13 10 60 with better ones that are on the list.
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, fart knocker.
I do.
I don't know where that one's. This is all in the top 50, guys.
I do love a cheeky celebrity name in replacement of a swear word, which is a bit of a hat tip to Jack McFarland in Will and Grace, who does it very well with Jonathan Tyler Thomas. That's his kind of go-to.
William Shatner is like number two on this list. William Shatner. So Kelly Clarkson.
Cool.
That's another one. Fire it up.
Here we go. I believe I can fry.
I'm really going to miss this segment, guys. It really has been a joy to fry stuff in an air fryer every Friday on the show.
I've enjoyed tasting it.
Oh, my God. So many things.
Nothing better than food that someone else has made for you.
True,
I mean, it's
too.
Good for me.
It's actually really, really ticks a box, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we did ask on 13 10 60, if you don't have an air fryer, we've got two to give away this morning. And I do want them to go to people who cannot tap into the joy of air frying currently. Your situation doesn't permit you to have an air fryer.
And you think you'll be able to tell if people are lying or not, if they've already got an air fryer or not. It's pretty tough to do.
I think the reason that I would know is because if you haven't experienced an air fryer, there's just going to be a lack of joy in your voice.
Well, let's see from Danica in Orange this morning. Danica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Ooh, you sound a little cheery. You may have an air fryer in your life.
No, I certainly don't. My mum's got one and there's girls at work that have got one, but I don't have one and I'm really depressed.
Curse those girls at work.
Yeah. What's been your barrier to entry into the air fryer world?
Oh, I just haven't had a chance to get down and get one, I guess, more than anything.
Well, look. Let us do all the hard work for you, darling. We're going to send you an air fryer.
That is amazing.
Thank you so much. I know how amazing it is. It is truly one of the best things that I've ever discovered.
These are from D Shop, the air fryers. I feel like we're doing love song dedications to air fryers with the music in there.
Yeah, the song is very soppy.
We do love them. D-Shop, the best deals on furniture, exercise and more, including air fryers. You now have one in your life, Danica.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys.
Good on you,
mate. See how much more joyful Danica was at the end of the conversation, guys.
Certainly did pick her up, didn't it?
It really did.
Good news is we've got another one to give away.
Do
we want to do that here or do we want to do a taste test? Where are we at with the Dorito wave?
Oh, man, because we could. The thing.
How long have they got to go?
It dinged.
It smells good. Did they wave up?
Yeah, man.
We've got to see.
Well, I rolled them up.
Oh, they did.
Yahoo!
They did wave
up. A little bit.
What's that? Oh, you burnt them a little. I like crispy. I don't mind a little bit of crisp. That doesn't bother me.
Okay, here we go.
So if you missed it, if you've just tuned in, we are cooking up our own Dorito waves in tribute of our useless mate, Jaben.
And there's some guacamole.
Not useless. I shouldn't say that. He gets a bit cut when we put him down. Oh, here's the camera.
Bless Jaben.
He said, not great for my personal brand, is what he messaged
me. He's okay.
So these are our own Dorito waves.
Well, I thought, here's the thing. Our mate Jaben has had a secret Instagram page for some time. He told us about it. We spoke about it on the show a bit. And now he's got over 1,000 followers. And it legitimately just is pictures of corn chips that look like waves. So I thought that I would try and make out homemade Dorito waves. Gandhi, what do you think?
Nailed the wave brief. There's definite waves.
Right?
Yes,
like
yes.
I hand rolled them to make. I'm so proud of myself.
Do I just dip straight into the guac?
Dip in the guac. Get around it. Go for it.
Is that paprika or something on that?
It's Mexican spice blend that I sort of rubbed all over the tortillas. Is it all right? They might need. Some of them are super.
No
good. Oh, nailed it. That face is it all, dude.
Perfect. Again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a 10 out of 10 again.
I'd love to have these with nachos. Like, I'd love to have,
yeah,
like, cheese and all the stuff on
sure.
top.
Sure. What'd your last slave die of?
being left out in the cold. That's all right. Shop around, find the best deal, and it's a gig for someone. It's got a Jake in Wagga on 131060. Jake.
Hey, buddy.
How are you,
morning,
man?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're well.
Now, mate, I believe that you do understand the joy of an air fryer.
Amazing.
We have had the joy of an air fryer, but it blew up around start of this year.
What happened? What did you put in it to make it blow up?
A cake.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds pretty standard to me.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty standard too.
Is your child crying in the background because you don't have a working air fryer?
Oh, she does that.
Yep. You throw down Jake's the kid card, do it.
Put on the waterworks, please. We're about to get ourselves an air fryer here.
Hey, mate, I'm so sorry that your air fryer blew up. That must have been a tragic day in your family. But we 100% would like to replace that with a brand new air fryer for you guys.
Oh, that is awesome.
It is, isn't it? See how happy Jake sounds?
Instant happiness in air fryer.
It is so good.
Instant happiness.
Just look after it, buddy. Just look after it, mate.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
That's cool. Have a great day.
Thanks,
I love
you
this.
Too.
We've got to bring Air Fry Friday back.
Yeah, when we get more air fryers from D Shop, absolutely.
Get it together, D Shop. Come on.
Where do we go from here as far as recipes, though? Because.
Oh, mate, still send them through.
Send them through?
100%.
All right. 04800 18900, the text line.
Or you can, like, tag us on socials. Hit NSW Breakfast on Instagram and Facebook. Today's recipe is going to be on our Facebook later today. Just keep the conversation alive online and we will revisit this segment. Trust me.
We'll also take a photo of the best Dorito wave here this morning.
God,
send it off to our mate Jaben and he'll post it up. So if you're looking for that on Insta, at Dorito Waves, give it a follow.
You ready? Gandhi and Maz, the Hit Breakfast Show.